It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Monday, March 23rd, 2026. We're trying not to make this a Monday anyway, right, Brian?
That's correct.
Oh, man, where did you go? Hold on. Let's try that again, right, Brian?
That's right.
All right, there you are. Perfect. Oh, man, it is time to talk about Paddlepalooza. You've seen the banner as you go towards the London Bridge. What a nice gesture. I don't know who put that up or what you paid for, but I know it's Paddlepalooza that's coming.
That's right. Paddlepalooza this weekend. That banner was paid for by our premier sponsor, Just for Fun Power Sports. They came on board and really stepped up to help put this event on.
Good job, Mark.
Yes.
Excellent. Right? We gotta mention Mark and Michelle.
Yeah,
by the way.
And Jason there. He's been a big help too. Yep,
oh,
all
there
three
you
of
go.
Them. Yep.
Okay. Well, there's kind of a running inside joke with Mark and Michelle.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, anytime Mark comes in, it's, hi, Michelle! Or where's Michelle? All right. Anyway, it is Monday, March 23rd, and we're talking to Brian Schoening, and he is are you the brainstorm, the organizer, the marketing guy, the everything for Paddlepalooza?
Yeah, you know, I'm just a helper. I'm the guy that went out to the community and asked very, very prominent businesses in town who saw the value in supporting an event that's for everybody, locals and out of towners, but a way for people to get on the boat. Not, you know, on their paddle boards, uh-huh, and out on the water and do a poker run without having to go 100 miles an hour to do it.
I did see that. I saw on the list, I saw poker run, and I went, wow, there's a contrast to Desert Storm.
Yeah.
a paddle board poker run. Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's anything human powered. So if you got a piece of plywood and you got a paddle, you can, and it floats, you can then come on in and join us for the poker run. But yeah, it's a 2-day weekend event. Saturday is the 7th annual Havasu Heat. It's a race that the Lake Havasu Outrigger Canoe Club has been putting on. This is the 7th year, but this is the first year, and I think the first year in the history of Lake Havasu that the city has allowed boat racing at full speed through the channel. So boats are going to be going full speed through the channel, paddle speed, 7 miles an hour, but it's still a full speed race. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that's going to happen. It's going to be two waves for that race. So if you want to come down and watch from the shore or watch from the boardwalk, you're going to see a great event. The first race starts off at 7:25 and going to paddle through the channel, and that's the long course. And they're going to go all the way through the channel, all the way over to the California Casino, then down the California line of the river, down past Site 6, all the way down, almost back to Thompson Bay on the California side, and then they'll cut back into Thompson Bay. It's a 12.5-mile paddle.
Wait. Are you saying they're going to go across the lake?
All the way across the lake.
That's why it starts so early, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, and we're going to have safety boats, right? So, yeah, that's for the OC6s, the six-man canoes, the one-man canoes, the two-man canoes, you know. Everybody, even stand-up paddle boarders, But no lay down paddleboarders. The guys that are laying down prone on their paddleboards, they're going to do the short course, which is wave number two. And that one's going to start at, 10 o'clock and go through the channel. So if you want to catch that, and that's for everybody, all the same boats, but people who just want to paddle around the island and not all the way across to California.
Boy, this sounds like if me personally, I want to be in it, I better take about, what would you say with a build like this? About a year?
It'd take you a little bit, but you'd be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just get in a six-man canoe, and we'll get you figured out.
It has been an athlete in the past, this body, so it does know something to go back to, as Dr. Stan would say back in the day. So
yeah.
Anyway.
And that's Saturday's event. And then Sunday, that's the poker run. That's the big event that everybody who paddles in Lake Havasu, whether you're a stand-up paddleboarder, whether you got a canoe, a kayak, anything, as long as it's human powered, that's what we're trying to get all the locals to come do, is the poker run through the channel. And how that's going to work is we leave Rotary Beach, and that's stop number one. So when you sign up at 10 o'clock, you can get there a little early. We're going to start to sign up a little earlier than 10 because I think we have a lot of people. But if you sign up at 10 o'clock, you get in the water, you paddle through the channel from Rotary Beach over to Windsor Beach, and that's going to be card stop number two. And that card stop is going to be manned by the club. That's our card stop. And then from there, you're going to paddle out of the channel, make a left, go over to Crazy Horse Beach, and that's going to be card stop number three. And that card stop is sponsored by Jennifer Lindsay Group, Keller Williams Girls, and they're going to make a great card stop there, have a lot of things for you to do. You're going to go up there, pull your card, get your punch card punched, then you're going to come back on through the channel, all the way back over to the nautical, to the, and that's going to be card stop number four, and that's where Jason and Just for Fun Power Sports are going to be. The nautical in the turtle, they're putting on a big beach party, DJ. It's going to be quite the party at card stop number four, and then from there you paddle back across Thompson Bay, back to Rotary, back to the start, and that's going to be card stop number five. Mm-hmm. So that's how you get your five poker cards. And that's kind of the course layout.
You got a lot of organization going on. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Nautical bar, that is no slouch, the new layout there.
Yeah, the new turtle's great. And Shannon there, they really came on board and putting 100% effort into it. And in the Just for Fun Power Sports, they're going to have their pontoon boat there, and they're going to be doing some stuff, and that's going to be a great spot. So every spot's going to have its own little party going on. And then we're going to have a big party at the end. You know, we're going to have awards at 2:30. Mark from Just for Fun is going to MC that with me and then get that handled. And it's going to be, we got some great gifts, and we got over $4,000 in prizes. So it's going to be an awesome event.
You got a good MC. Mark will do a great job for you. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
So folks, if you're participating on Saturday, kind of pace yourself, because the big party's on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get people who you know, the athletic guys who want to do the race and race around the island for speed, come out on Sunday and do the poker run too. You can do both events.
So I don't know if you've heard of this, but there is a Golden Games in Bullhead City, mm-hmm. and they're looking to add paddleboarding to the Golden Games.
Yeah.
That's something I'll put you in touch with the person to talk to on that. Maybe not this year, but next year it could be one of those events.
Yeah.
Or help bring people to that event. We talked to the recreation person for that on Friday on Speak Out. So tell me about the – Is there safety equipment that people need? Because I imagine the big thing is visibility, right? You want to be seen by the other vessels on the water.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, everybody has to have a life preserver, right? So you're on your paddleboard, you got to have a blow-up life preserver. On all the OC6s and 1s and 2s, everybody has life preservers in the boat. So, yeah, everybody has to have a life preserver. And that's kind of why we didn't let the lay-down paddleboarders do the long courses, just because we don't want somebody who can't be seen going across. We do have six safety boats out there that are going to be, you know, going up and down and making sure everybody's seen and safe. But yeah, so everybody has to wear a life jacket. That's the big thing. And in on Sunday for the poker run, it's the last poker run person is out at noon. So you start at 10. We're done letting people go at noon. If you are out paddling and you get a little tired, we're going to have safety boats there keeping an eye on everybody. if you get a little tired, we'll just have you cut the course a little bit, and we'll double punch you out of different card stops. You'll still be able to participate it if you don't get it done. But we want everybody done paddling by 2 and awards at 2:30. And I forgot to mention, Saturday night after the race, we're having a pizza party at Kokomo, which London Bridge helped us out with. Kokomo's helped us out with. Lino's Pizza helped us out with. So for $10, it's all-you-can-eat pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. You know, they might want to, if somebody like me enters, they might want to scale that back a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it all you can eat in a half hour.
We're gonna lose money on you, but maybe we'll make it up on somebody else.
Say my friend, the late John Panette, you know, he would go to a Chinese buffet and they'd say, you here for 4 hours. Leave.
Exactly.
Leave. You only get 1 hour. All right. Again, we're talking with Brian Schoening from Paddlepalooza. And so how much of this was this your idea?
No, I mean, the race has been going on. The poker run's a little bit of my idea. Where I came from is from the motorsports industry, motorcycles. Oh. And we did a lot of poker runs, whether it's street bikes or dirt bike poker runs. And you know, there's rendezvous on the lake. There's poker runs on the lake. And this is just a way for the average person who has a simple way to enjoy a poker run without spending a ton of money on equipment to go do a poker run. And it's through the channel. It's pretty safe. We didn't close the channel, so I want everybody to know the channel is not closed. It's not like Witch's Paddle where there's no boat traffic. There is going to be boat traffic, but, you know, if we overtake that channel, you know, the more the merrier, the more the safer. If we get 300, 400, 500 paddlers, then, you know, there's not going to be a problem with safety.
So what's the prizes in the poker run?
Yeah, so Southwest Outfitters gave us a really good stand-up paddleboard that's valued at about $1,000. That's one of the prizes. Bob Moses Ceramic Coating, they gave us a $500 coupon towards a ceramic coating, which is awesome. So if you want to get your car ceramic coated now, you know, that doesn't cover the whole cost of it, but it covers a good portion of it. So you're going to have to put some money in with that, but boy, it's a good way to get it done. That, and then there's just, you know, so many restaurants came on board. Almost every single restaurant in town came on board and gave us a $25 or $50 gift certificate. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. And you guys are, you know, Tracy's putting something together for me as a surprise right now.
Oh,
so before we get off the air, she's going to give us something sports related that I think people are going to be super stoked about.
When Tracy makes a basket for you for your event, yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to do it justice.
She's
going to
be
You're
awesome.
You're going to do well.
Yeah. And, you know, we couldn't have put this poker run together without support from the community. So if I could just take a second, just go down this real quick. So
yeah, of course.
We already talked about Just for Fun Power Sports stepping up and being the premier sponsor. And then we had some gold level sponsors. So Justin at Southwest Outfitters helped us out. Kristen at Jennifer Lindsay Group, Keller Williams helped us out. Bert at Custom Cactus Coatings, he's a great guy. He came on board and helped us out. And then, you know, we had some gold level sponsors that stepped up and helped us, which is Tri-State Equipment Rentals, London Bridge Resort, River Rat Motorsports, Bob Moses Custom Coating, Crazy Horse Campgrounds. Angela there was a big help. She helped us get a spot on the beach and is going to make that easy. Havasu Hula is going to be doing some hula dancing for everybody, doing some entertainment. So they came on board to do that. Lakeside Physical Therapy. If you paddle enough, you get some strained muscles. They can definitely help you out there at Lakeside Physical Therapy. Nautical Inn, Shannon there at the Nautical and the Turtle. Not only did they let us use their beach, not only did they give us some certificates for the Turtle Restaurant, but they are going to make a bash out of that spot. And then Vibrant Landscaping, Preston at Vibrant Landscaping, he stepped up. And if you need fake grass or you need some landscaping done, he's the guy to go to.
Is that what we call it, fake grass?
Well, yeah, I call it
faux turf.
Yeah, exactly. You don't got to mow it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it is you don't have to mow it. Again, we're talking to Brian Schoening from Paddlepalooza. Everything's got a palooza in it.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
I have one question about the poker run, though.
Sure.
Is this just for stand-up paddleboarders, or
no,
is it for everybody?
Anything. So once again, if you got a kayak, you got a canoe, you got a old school sit down paddle boat where you do with your pedals, anything that is human powered. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our biggest thing. there's no CO2, there's no emissions other than a little bit of sweat and a little bit of huffing and puffing. This is a total green event, and
you sit on a tube and just and paddle that way.
You want to sit on a tube and paddle that
really?
Way? You can do it.
Huh.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. I could even do that.
Yeah. You want to get your blow up mattress out of your pool? Come on down.
All right. We're gonna take a short break. I switched it over to Yacht Rock for this, right? Because we're talking about paddle pools. We're talking about the water.
There
getting
you
in
go.
With nature in
yeah.
there. This guy, believe it or not, is coming to the Blue Water.
Wow.
In Parker. Yeah, the Christopher Cross. Hard to believe, right?
No, you don't want to miss that.
Yeah, I wish I had tickets. I know people are out there going, oh, he has tickets, oh, he has tickets. I wish I had tickets to Christopher Cross. I don't know if they would make it on the air, though.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I believe he's this Saturday night. Might want to double-check that. And anyway, Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross, and again, Paddlepalooza this weekend. Not just one day.
Two days.
Saturday and Sunday.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. And Sonny Borelli is coming on at the bottom of the hour. District 3 Mojave County Supervisor Sonny Borelli. And I'm told he is on his way. And Brother Jim, not feeling really up to it this morning. So I gave him the day off. So that's how it works. All right. We'll come back with Brian and myself in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out for a Monday. There you go, a little Christopher Cross coming back in with Sailing. And are you a sailor, Brian?
I'm not. I'm a power boater, and I'm a paddler.
You're
yeah.
a power boater?
I am.
The noisier the better?
No.
Rooster tail?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yep.
I used to play down at Fox's at Parker.
Yeah.
And you see the guys going by with their rooster tails, and sometimes they'd spray the bar almost, you know?
Yeah.
Wild.
Closer the better.
Yeah, I guess so. For you guys, right?
Right.
All right. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. That's this right here, Brian.
Yeah.
We had somebody sponsor it, believe it or not.
The sweet spot.
Pretty crazy, right? But there's no sink.
No sink.
Nope, no plumbing in here. All right. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. That's abpropaneaz.com on that thing called the interwebs. So there you have it. And you mentioned Jennifer Luzzi earlier.
Yeah.
She's actually on our Real Estate Power Hour now.
Okay.
With Chad from Mojave Mortgage. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit of 6 degrees of separation there, right?
Oh, yeah, the Keller Williams girls, they came on board, and it was a great help.
Perfect. So what else did I want to ask you about that? What is the cost to enter this event? Have we gone over that?
Yeah, so it's a $20 buy-in for the poker run. So there is a cost for the poker run, but we got so many prizes the businesses in town supported this so well that, if you get five aces, you're going to win the grand prize, right? And there's some really, really good stuff. I feel bad. There's probably some prizes here I didn't talk about, but there's some really good prizes there. And we're going to probably have, if not 80, close to 80 prizes. So you're going to probably be able to get a pair of twos and still win something, and most of the prizes are valued at $25 or more, so you're going to well get your buy-in back.
Do you have a worst hand?
We don't have a worst hand, but we might do that. Who knows? That's a good idea, but we haven't talked about that yet, but we got time to maybe implement that.
That's kind of the thing now with the Poker Run faithful, right? They go, well, I got a really bad hand. Maybe I'll win something anyway. So
right.
If you just tuned in, folks, this is Brian Schoening. He's from Paddlepalooza, which is coming up this weekend. Where can people find out more about? Do you have a Facebook page
or
some sort of internet presence?
Yeah. So Michelle, a gal in our club, man, she has been the heart and soul of this thing. So she does all the digital marketing. So, yeah, if you just LHCOCC or LHOCC, so Lake Havasu City Outrigger Canoe Club or Lake Havasu Outrigger Canoe Club. It's on. She's been doing great, great digital marketing. So you can go on there. You can sign up for the event. You can sign up to the race. You can sign up to the poker run. Once again, you know, timeline. I would like to say on Saturday, we are going to be racing full speed from the buoys out in Thompson Bay all the way into the mouth of the channel. Once we get to the mouth of the channel, we are going to be going single file, no passing until we get out of the channel. That's something that we're doing for safety. For any power boaters out there listening, you know, if you can give us a little bit of time between about 7:30 and 8 o'clock to not get too much boat traffic through that channel, you'll see some great paddle racing through there. Then once again, also from about 10 o'clock to 10:30, we're going to be racing through the channel again on Saturday. And then Sunday, I just want to say, you know, we're not shutting the channel down, but we do believe that boaters have respect and safety, and power boaters will give paddlers all the distance they need. So paddlers, don't be concerned, don't be scared, don't not come because the channel's not closed. Every paddle person, every paddle boarder, anybody who's paddling has just as much right to use that channel as any power boat does. And power boaters will respect paddlers, and paddlers will respect power boaters, and we can use that channel together, and I truly believe that.
That's awesome. The brotherhood of the floaters, right?
That's right. That's right.
Sisterhood.
We're all on the water. Right. We're doing it different ways, but we're all enjoying the lake, taking care of the lake, and enjoying the lake all the same way.
I'm just still trying to put two and two together here. You're a power boat guy.
Yeah.
But you put this event together. How was this a brainstorm or?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the race is a race. Everybody, I enjoyed racing dirt bikes. I enjoy racing, you know, driving to California and racing canoes. But you got to have the fun factor of it too. And in our dirt bike club, you know, the races made some money, but the poker runs made more money because, you know, everybody had a dirt bike and everybody wanted to go through the woods and enjoy a poker run. Same with paddling. You know, everybody wants to get out and paddle. Not everybody wants to paddle their butt off for 12 miles, but they want to get out and enjoy it. And, you know, group of girls, group of guys, group of family going out and paddling and enjoying the lake. This is a way to win some cool prizes. $20 get your buy-in, and you're going to win some fantastic prizes.
Right on. Give them the website again.
Yeah, so the way you can go find it out is LHCOCC or LHOCC. So that stands for Lake Havasu City Outrigger Canoe Club. Look online, and Michelle's made some bitchin' digital videos, and it's pretty cool.
Bitchin', huh?
Yeah, looking
nice.
Good.
Kind of goes with the music we're playing.
That's right.
Right. A little jamming with you. All right, we're going to go into some reggae. Bob Marley and the Wailers, man. Right?
There you
and,
go.
So the big party is?
Yeah, so they're going to have a pizza party Saturday night after the race. 4 o'clock, Kokomo's, $10 buy-in, all-you-can-eat pizza party. So come on down for that. And once again, enjoy the race through the channel. First time ever, Lake Havasu history, full-speed boat races through the channel. You don't want to miss that, so be down there to watch that go through the channel.
Awesome. This kind of reminds me of, what was that called, dragon boat racing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is similar to that, but you
back
know.
Back in the day.
Yeah, we change sides, right? Those dragon boat guys, they're hardcore. They stay one side the whole time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, you're not switching sides.
They had a big event back in the 90s that was, or 2000s. It was, there was a paddle boat, Dragon Boat Challenge.
Yeah.
Along Casino Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Anyway, yeah, the Outrigger stuff, that'll be fun.
Oh, it is. You guys have all seen the boats. It's the yellow Hawaiian Outrigger boat, six of us paddling. We got four of those boats now, and if you want to come paddle with us. We have guest paddlers. You can paddle for free for two times, and then after that, we get you signed up as a member, and I'm telling you, I never did it before in my life, but I fell in love with a group of people, and, you know, I'm not a super religious guy, man, but you get out there, six people on a boat, and you get in sync, and you're paddling, it's pretty special.
Especially when the sun's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep.
All right, Brian Schoening, again, from Paddle Palooza, and the website again.
All right, Lake Havasu Outrigger Canoe Club, so LHCOCC or LHOCC, so Lake Havasu City Outrigger Canoe Club.
Perfect. All right, Brian, thanks for being here.
All right, buddy, thank you.
That should give you a little boost anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. More the merrier.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Sonny Borelli coming up next, District 3 Mojave County Supervisor. You know, if he was in the house, he'd be breaking through the door right now. That's just how Sonny is.
He's coming.
It's like a bull coming out of the chute.
Right, he's ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Brian. We appreciate you.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Back with more in a moment, 928-854-5687. Get those fingers warmed up because Sunny's coming on. I know people have questions. 928-854-5687, or you can text us 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Make a draw. Sometimes you can't ride them at all, but I'm hooked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that shoe, can't stop thinking about all that loot and I'm a rodeo, rodeo, cowboy bartering on the insane. That's why I eat a cheeseburger, drink six pounds, take a time on to kill the pain.
Wait a minute, cheeseburgers and what? I got to get you up here. There you go.
A Darvon to kill the pain.
A Darvon? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what that is. No, I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. Man. Little rodeo cowboy. I heard Jerry Jeff Walker had a birthday last week, I think it was. I don't remember which birthday it was, though. Probably up in the 80s, maybe?
Yeah.
You think so?
All right, got to be.
Got to be.
Got to be. He's older than I am.
How was the rodeo, by the way?
The rodeo was excellent.
Yeah?
Friday night was a normal Friday night crowd. Weather was, it was hot, but the sun goes down and it was nice and it cooled down and the stock performed admirably and then Saturday night was a great rodeo and it cooled down again, everything.
Bob.
But Sunday it was hot, but, we had a little bit of cloud cover and then it kind of cooled down a little
bit. Bob Edmonds is a great announcer.
Yeah,
he really is. And like for people here to get to see a rodeo for $15,
yeah.
And the quality that Bob Edmonds and Jerry Honeycutt bring, it's a real treat.
Well, you had contestants that qualified for the national finals rodeo and the circuit finals.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got one coming up for the Kingsmen.
Yeah,
they got a rodeo coming up too.
April 11th. Yeah,
I believe so. Good job, by the way, man. All right, Speak Up brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, by Shooter's Outpost. I was just there on Saturday. I don't know. Man, talk about warm.
Yeah.
It was a little warm, even under that easy up.
Yeah. You know what? When you know it's hot around here when you see the lizards running across the pavement going, ouch, 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 ouch.
Yeah. They had a guy from the National Concealed Carry Association that was there that we put on the air for the remote. He was great. There were guys with this, where is it? There's a display coming up next weekend in Parker, right? This military vehicle display and swap meet.
Cool.
That's coming up. We met with them. We met with all kinds. There were tents for so many organizations I couldn't even tell you that welcomed John to town. You know, John Gertz, the new owner at Shooter's Outpost.
Yeah.
Have you been in there?
No, not yet.
It's totally different.
Yeah, really?
Yes. You would think, wow, how can you improve on what Sam did, right?
Yeah.
But it looks really nice in there.
I have to go in there.
AC is killing it because I was in there a little bit for the AC. It was just getting warm out. So, also by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, by Legacy Rehab and Care, and buy local or it's buy local.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to hear some yodeling?
Yeah, we go.
There you
go. When it gets too hot, you want to get out of the heat, go in there, shoot some guns.
Yeah.
Or, go to the movies. Get out of the heat.
We had these ladies, I can't remember what their name of the group was. It was like Girls with Guns or something like that. You know those girls?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Chatty Cathy and company, right? No, that's what she said her name was, Chatty Cathy. Little, I don't know, she's about 4'11", shorter than us.
Yeah.
So that's a feat right there, right?
That's true.
Just to be shorter than us. But they were saying, we shoot at this range, and then when it gets hot, we shoot in Kingman. Why aren't you shooting here?
Yeah.
You're here for the grand opening. So, anyway, I think I got a few plugs in there for a few organizations anyway. So, America 250. This is kind of a big thing with Tracy and I here in the station. Because I'm sorry, but I'm a bicentennial baby, right?
Yeah.
I was in sixth grade when bicentennial happened, and I remember the history of it. Around the first of that year, there was really nothing going on, and then Lee Iacocca took it over, and it went like hotcakes,
right,
man. And the Bicentennial was huge.
Yeah, I was in high school, yeah.
Yeah, the tall ships going through Boston Harbor, yeah, and the fireworks going on everywhere. And that's kind of what we want to accomplish with America 250.
Absolutely.
So tell me about what the library has going on with.
Well, they have a traveling library. It's going to be going all the way through the, you know, through the country. But we're going to have a display here on the 11th of April at our library here in Lake Havasu, the county library.
Okay.
So it'll be and of course local dignitaries will be speaking and so on and so forth. But it's going to be a really good display, and people need to come out and check that out, because this is history, and we should be very proud of our history.
I mean, think about it, folks. How many times do you get to celebrate? Right? A milestone like 250.
Yeah.
275, I'm not sure, is going to be a big one. 300?
Yeah.
The tricentennial?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be here. That's 50 years from now, and I'm 61, so.
I just turned 67 on wow, last Thursday, so yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, so.
You have a party?
Yeah, so, well, just kind of, you know, family. Yeah.
It gets weird after 21, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so much.
Hey, nobody cares. Yeah,
exactly. move on. So anyway, no, it's a big deal. It looks like you have a traveling museum, and they need community volunteers also.
Yeah. Contact our county library.
Right. So our county libraries are doing their part for America 250?
Yes, yes. At Bullhead and Kingman and Lake Havasu. So Lake Havasu is on the 11th of April.
Man, I don't know about you, but I get these aches and pains in there like daily. In a different spot, you know, after the age of 60.
Yeah.
Plus, you were a rodeo guy.
Yeah,
right?
I was
a soccer guy.
Yeah, you get up in the morning, some parts of your body wake up slower than others. Yeah.
Wait, where did that part go? Where did that pain come from? I just had one of those in my hand. So, anyway, as far as the Board of Supervisors go,
yeah,
what do we have going on there for impacting District 3? Are you in contact at all with ADOT as far as the medians go?
Yeah, part of the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Easy for you to
say,
huh?
I'm on the board, but those center medians were put in before they made that. ADOT made that decision to even let the city know what was going on with that. But, well, I'm part of the complaint department to them about that. Put a little bit, and of course, and then when you know, hey, reach out to your legislators too, and they put a little bit more. Squeeze.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine being a county supervisor, people reach out to you, though, Sonny, what's going on with these medians? It's the end of the world,
you
know? And now, I don't know if you've seen this, but ADOT is planning a tour to go around the state at these open houses,
mm-hmm,
just randomly going around the state, but you can go on the website. I can't remember the website. It's not ADOT.com or .gov, but it's a website, and you go on and you can ask some questions or make comments or whatever. It's like an open house, a public open house tour.
Yeah, listening tour.
Yeah. Where is this coming from? Do you think the medians and the outcry about the medians had something to do with that?
Well, you know, for a long time they were trying to put in roundabouts everywhere. So, you know, they're getting pummeled pretty good, you know, on things they just do. And of course, there's a lot of projects in the state that need to be addressed. And
did they have that kind of outcry, do you know, in Yavapai County when they put those roundabouts in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know they snuck one into Topoc, right? Golden Shores? There's one right there.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, that was a crazy intersection anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. It might be a perfect place for a roundabout, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know the people in Topoc are going to pelt me now, right? they're scheduling my stoning as we speak.
Yeah, well, just tell them it's Ron's district to call Ron.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But do you hear complaints like this at the state level?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
How much can you do?
No, I just pass it on to our legislators. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, and you talk to this guy. If I got to be just the one that's going to direct people, you know, referee in that fashion, no, I have no problem with that. It's representation.
So I know you're not at the state level anymore, but there's a big, I don't understand why the governor even did this, but shot down the Charlie Kirk Highway, right? Is the Loop 202?
Yeah.
Or the Loop 101, one of those loops. Is this really the time to bring in partisan politics when you're trying to name something after somebody who was assassinated?
No. Yeah, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the first time in Arizona history where a specialty plate was vetoed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Normally, it's a bipartisan measure then?
Yeah. Yeah, normally. Because it's a fundraiser. It's for charities.
Yes. It always goes to a foundation.
And the state makes money on these license plates, too. So.
Right. You're not supporting the Arizona Cardinals when you have a Cardinals plate. You're supporting Arizona Cardinals charities.
Exactly.
And they fund, and they take that money and they, you know, grant it to organizations that need it.
Right. Like the Marine Corps license plate for the Scholarship Foundation. You know, I got one of those plates because that supports the Marine Corps Scholarship Fund.
Okay. So here locally, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, the VA.
Yeah.
And the VA, I'm hearing really good things about the VA down here.
We have a good clinic here, and it's more of an outpatient type of clinic. You go in there, they set you up appointments for if you need anything done locally, you get fee-based out, that kind of things. But, yeah, I've been very well served here at this VA clinic.
Yeah, I know an Air Force veteran, and he got in touch with the VA and needed new glasses.
Yeah.
You know, and boom, there you go. You got glasses, and they might have been free.
Yeah. It depends on your level of...
Right.
Of qualifications.
Right,
the VA.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a really good decision, folks. If you have an 18-year-old and he's thinking about the service, what do you tell that 18-year-old?
Well, it's going to, you know, all branches have the same tangible benefits. It's the intangible benefits that the Marine Corps thrives on. And that's what your, you know, duty and everything else on you know, your sense of belonging and being part of a team, that discipline that, you know, the intangibles.
Sure. It just seems like, when I was a kid, it wasn't you never really knew this stuff about the benefits that the veterans were going to get. And then you saw how the veterans were treated when they came back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I was 8, 9, 10 years old when that happened.
I joined the Marine Corps in 1977 after Vietnam when it was not a very popular place to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was difficult times back then.
But did you know what you know now as far as the benefits go?
No. No, well,
would you have cared?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to be a Marine, and you know, I wanted to go do stuff and travel.
That was your destiny,
you know,
huh?
You're going to pay me to do that? And I'm like, yeah, heck yeah. You know,
tell folks how what you did in the Marine Corps.
Well, I started out in the infantry, 81 millimeter mortars, and then I got tired of that, so I lateral moved over to the motor transport field, and of course learned how to drive a tractor trailer and buses and all kinds of tactical vehicles and the non-tactical, the commercial vehicles. Like you see the tractor trailers on the road, and of course you got the ones, you see the green ones, those are tactical. So you have to do that. And then of course then the lateral moved over to the logistics embarkation field, which is combat service support. So for example, during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, I was a combat chief.
Okay.
When I was at 1MEF headquarters.
That was that long ago, huh?
No, it was quite a while. So, yeah, I was at the combat service support chief. Okay. So when I was at 1MEF headquarters, all the beans, bullets, band-aids, personnel, and equipment that needed to get from the entire West Coast to Saudi Arabia via ground, surface, and air transportation, I was one of the ones that helped organize that airflow, traffic, getting all that stuff over there.
Sure.
And then, of course, that's pitching all the equipment. And then you've got the guys on the other end that are playing catch, and they're pushing that stuff forward. And then, of course, then you have to handle the retrograde when the stuff comes back.
Wait, run that by me again. Beans, bullets?
Band-aids, personnel, and equipment. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said it so fast, it was like a one-second soundbite.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a phone call coming in. Let's take our call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, gentlemen.
It's Donna from Kingman.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Mr. Burley if he thought the Marines was the toughest of all the branches.
Oh,
of the
you're
military.
Not going to ask him that, really? Talk about a loaded question.
I'm going to be extremely humble. Yes.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to ask you. But
we have the longest basic training, and it's really intense.
Is a Marine tougher than a Navy SEAL?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, see?
That's a hard one.
That's the real question,
Donna. They're a tough outfit. But our roles are different. Our roles are completely
very
different.
Very true.
Yeah. Very true. They're tough guys. They have a series of operators. And even the Air Force has the Red Hats, too. They got their PJs, and those guys are tough guys.
They got their what?
The PJs.
I don't know.
They're pararescue guys.
I got it. But they still stay in the Hilton, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Their biggest complaint is, how come the ice cream machine's not working?
Oh, man. Wow. You see the rivalry these guys got, Donna?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's it. Thank you for your service, and have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thanks, Donna. Appreciate that. All right.
I told everybody I couldn't sing or dance. I was too lazy to work, too nervous to steal, so I had to do something, so I joined the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Well, we were playing some some Bob Marley and the Wailers when you came in, right?
Yeah.
You're thinking, it's rope, not dope, man. So, anyway, did I see something about that, by the way, about CBD and levels of something or other? Is it still legal to possess CBD then?
Yeah, as long as the THC levels are not above 3%,
okay,
0.3 or whatever it is.
Oh, all right. Because there was a big story about that, and I thought, wow, they're really trying to trash the industry.
Well, the marijuana people want a complete monopoly over all things cannabis, which is two different things.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul, it's Greg McDougal.
Hey, Greg McDougal, how's it going?
Oh, I was going to call him this morning.
It's happening.
Hey, Sax Man and Sonny.
Hey, Sonny, I left you a message to give me a call.
Yeah, I was going to call you when I was in my office, and then I got a text message from Paul reminding me that I had to be on the air. So I'm like, oops, I got to go.
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I thought, and I appreciate your time, and as always, I appreciate your service, and I appreciate my drummer buddy there, too.
Former drummer.
Oh, what? Oh, come on, dude.
I'm not playing yet.
You gotta play. You can't give it up. I'll kick your tush if you give it up.
I gotta move first. Let's get that done. All right.
Well, I think Animal from Muppets is available.
That's funny. That's about it.
All right. Well, hey, we're a big band's playing at Shagru's on Sunday.
See, he wants me to play, but he won't put me in the big band, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't read
no,
music.
No. Hey, we needed a drummer, and I asked you.
I said I don't read
and
music.
You said,
oh, I can't have you if you don't read music.
Well, you do jazz? You do any jazz or swing?
Yeah, if I can hear it in my head, I can do it, yes, absolutely.
But
Can he play? We may be talking again then.
All right. Well, give me some time to rehearse. All right, man. All right.
This isn't about me. Hey, thanks for your service again, Sonny.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'll call you in a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
They always make it about me, right? It's about you today. But no, I didn't know about the CBD and the THC distinction.
Hemp is different than marijuana. It's a completely different plant.
Trump declassified marijuana or THC as a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah.
It's done like Schedule 3 or 4.
Yeah, something like that.
Does that mean the interstate commerce part of it's going to be cleaned up soon to where people can use a debit card or they can pay from their bank account instead of in cash?
I think it's all
a cash business right now.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
You don't know?
They're going to have to.
Your folks at the legislature aren't letting you in on that?
No, there's been several opportunities trying to fix that, but you're always going to get the pushback from, the feds need to fix their deal first.
If you let them go in as a cash business, you're going to get pushback from the cash business, I would imagine.
Well, yeah.
Right? Who doesn't want to be a cash business?
Exactly. Hey, yeah, that's right. You can be a tax cheat and nobody will know. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. All right. We're coming up on about a minute and a half. Anything else you want to get out there?
Well, you know what? A little fun fact. Representative Leo Biasucci and I, we appeared at one of the elementary schools last week or the week before, and one of the fourth graders, and we broke them down into three little groups, and we had them elect a fake fourth grade principal. So we had three different candidates.
Oh.
We had SpongeBob. We had Mr. Krabs and what's the other guy? Patrick. And each one had different platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool because these kids really engaged in that. And like Mr. Patrick, right? Patrick was like very little homework, no teachers. You get to chew gum, this kind of stuff. And then you had SpongeBob, which was pretty much status quo what you got now. And then Mr. Krabs is like 7 days a week school, 12 hours a day, all this stuff. And it's amazing. Mr. Krabs got one vote, but it was kind of fun to have the kids really interact like that and get up and promote their candidate and get them debating. And it was really a good, fun exercise. Yeah, I think even the teachers were very impressed.
Man, I want your job. You know that? who's the one, the squirrel? That's who I would have made principal. God, I can't remember the squirrel's name.
Rocky?
No, something like that. No, you're talking about the flying squirrel. No, it starts with an S and I can't remember. Sandy.
I don't.
Sandy. Yeah, see, I used to watch that show.
Oh.
That's what's wrong with me.
Well, we used to watch Bugs Bunny and all the ones where you had Speedy Gonzales and all those ones you can't watch anymore. Remember El Cabong?
Check this out. There you go.
SpongeBob.
Sonny, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this out.
I bet you're a Barney fan, too, right?
No, no, no. No Baby Bop either. Sonny, thanks for being here.
Thanks. Hey, improve your net. Hire that.
That's right. And it's rope, not dope.
It's rope, not dope.
All right.
Take care.
We're going to go to
everybody.
Break. Man, did I just make a lot of parents mad out there. All right, on the show tomorrow, Mayor Kyle Sheehy will take up the first half hour or so, probably first 40 minutes. And then Judy Thornton's coming in from the Needles Rodeo Committee. Judy, a great guest, and that Needles Rodeo, just one of those things that always a fun time in Needles. We got the 6th Annual Parker Military Vehicle Display and Swap Meet that's coming up this weekend, La Paz County Park. That's on Riverside Drive there in Parker. It's Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Collectibles, vehicle parts, apparel, military surplus, and Hannity's up next.
KNTR Talk, KGJJ, HD2, Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.